Today, we have Jed Wiebe with us here in studio, who's running as the candidate for the Green Party. Welcome, Jed, and thank you for joining us.
Well, Richard, thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Were you involved in politics or interested in political matters before this election?
Well, I am a first-time candidate, that's true, but I have been extremely interested in politics my whole life.
What made you decide to run in this particular election?
Well, you know, experts have been talking about climate change for decades, and I've seen our government consistently fail to do what we need to do to address climate change. And I've been seeing my peers and my friends starting to lose hope. And I think it's time for us to have a reason to be hopeful again. Let's work towards solving this.
You're originally from the Shuswap.
So I moved to the Shuswap. My parents brought me here when I was three. So I've lived here about 35 years. And as an interesting way of measuring that, that's about a quarter of the time since 1893, when the Shuswap was first surveyed for colonization.
What was your life like growing up here?
Oh, wonderful. This is the best place in the world to live.
What's your living situation now?
I live with my partner, Louise, on my parents' farm. We have a multi-generational living arrangement there. And yeah, it's really nice. And that allows me to farm the land because, as you probably know, I'm a farmer. I'm an elderberry farmer.
That kind of answers the next question. What sort of work and other activities have you been involved in?
Yeah, so like I said, I am a farmer, and that is a big reason why I'm running. And I love farming. It's really been my dream up until now. I wasn't really, I wasn't on a career path towards becoming a smooth, polished politician, but since this summer, since I've realized it's time for me to step up and give people a reason to have hope again, it's now my dream to become a politician. A little bit of what influenced that is I started volunteering for an organization called Neighbors United, where we were going door to door trying to raise support for a law that was proposed recently, biodiversity and ecosystem health law. And volunteering to help bring about the change that we want to see in the world to make the world a better place is what's filled me with hope. I found that the more that I contribute to building the world that we all deserve to live in as British Columbians, it's making me feel more hopeful. And the more hopeful I feel, the more I want to do to bring about positive change.
What's a typical day like for you now?
Well, let me tell you, this week, or today, a typical day today was me waking up and immediately trying to digest the platform, which was released to me last night and to you at 10 a.m., which is the exact moment that we're having this interview. So I have been reborn as a politician. I had no idea this was in my future. But as I said, it's now my dream for my future. So I'm doing meet and greets and meetings, campaign events, interviews, and just Main Street canvassing. I love canvassing. I love talking to people. That is my favorite part about this. And if I could just chat with people all year round about how we can get the job done, how can we make BC better, I would do that year round.
Is being a candidate like what you thought it would be? Is this what you expected?
I don't know what I expected. I think it is a little bit what I expected. Yeah. We have an amazing team. I cannot believe the volunteers who have stepped up, and we're having so much fun. I highly recommend listeners that if they want to join us and be part of a fun team that's trying to work towards making positive change in our community, sign up and volunteer because we're having a really good time.
What particular qualities do you feel you bring to your candidacy? Not just what the party is looking for, but what qualities that you have personally that make you a suitable candidate?
I am pretty passionate about the issue, and I feel like I understand we need to act now for climate change. But in order to do that, we need to address a whole bunch of issues in society. Poverty, discrimination, fixing the healthcare system. It's all connected. And that's my worldview. So I'm here to work for the people to make sure that we all have a better life. I don't know how to... You wanted to know about my personal qualities. I don't think about what my qualities are very often. I just think about what I want to do. So I'm sorry, that's the best I could do.
What particular policies of the Green Party do you feel most strongly about or resonate the most with you personally?
So the Green Party is not a single issue party. We've created a platform that is to put people first. So that sounds very general, but it is very general. In order to solve any one of the things that we need to solve in our society, we have to work on all the things that are interconnected. And they are interconnected. So our platform exists to give people hope that we can have a better British Columbia. And it exists to make sure that we put people first instead of, you know, profits for shareholders and CEOs. We want to measure outcomes in BC on how people are doing. Are people having better lives? And so everything falls in behind that. And you know what? The other thing that really attracted me to the Green Party, at the bottom line, is we're the party that follows science and evidence-based policy. So experts and people with lived experience, that's how we base our policy. And if you look at our platform, you will wonder, yeah, but does any of this stuff really work? Well, it does, because every single policy that we've put in our platform has been tested in other jurisdictions, other countries of the world, and it's been shown to work. We're not making anything up.
What issues do you feel are the dominant matters in the Salmon Arm Shuswap riding that you will focus on if elected?
Well, having lived through a few forest fires and being a farmer myself, I can tell you that every single farmer that I know is concerned about climate change and how it will affect their business. Will we be able to handle the unpredictability that climate change brings? And climate change is already costing the average British Columbian $822 a year, and it's expected to go up to $2,000 by 2050. So the smart economic choice is to address that now to reduce those costs long term. Climate change would be a major issue, but I would like to see us improve healthcare and better access to mental health, adequate mental health care, and housing. For example, my sister lives in a low-cost housing complex, and the BC Greens, how we want to address the housing crisis is by making a monumental investment into that type of housing. So low-cost, nonprofit housing and cooperative. So that's non-market housing. Whereas the other two parties, they just want to invest in for-profit housing, which we're not against for-profit housing. We just would like to see 26,000 units built every single year for the next 10 years of non-market housing. So housing like what my sister lives in.
What issues provincially do you feel are important?
I feel like the issues in the Shuswap are pretty similar to the issues provincially. We have some of our own unique local issues. Of course, I'm hearing a lot of people's concerns are quite similar to what I'm hearing the other candidates are talking about. One thing that I would like to talk about, though, is our approach to, or the issue of small businesses, small and medium-sized businesses. We've seen since 2019, since the year before the pandemic, the profits for the large businesses, businesses that make over $1 billion a year, has gone up enormously. It's 56% increase in profits. Meanwhile, small and medium-sized businesses have suffered. So we have, at the BC Greens, we've been talking to the business community and asking what they need. And personally, I've heard the exact same from my friends who own small and medium-sized businesses. We need more labor. So the BC Greens plan to support small businesses is to support the laborers. So putting people first, right? Better adequate mental health care, adequate education. We live in a, our economy is mostly a smart economy, and that's how we want to invest in the future. So educating those smart young people to provide the labor force that we need to have a thriving economy. So this is an evidence-based approach. It's worked elsewhere. If we want a better economy, we want to invest in the labor force by making sure that people's basic needs are met and that they everybody has barriers removed to have equal opportunity to succeed. And then the businesses will benefit because we'll have the workers, we'll have high quality workers.
How do you intend to try and achieve these goals while you're in office?
Well, sometimes when in the past, when the BC Greens have had MLAs in the legislature, we've held the balance of power and we've been able to make quite a big difference by forming a coalition and having a veto or being able to, we can have quite a big voice with a small group of MLAs. And it's especially important at this time. We cannot afford to see BC slip into a two-party system. So we need MLAs from the BC Greens and we need votes for the BC Greens to make sure that we continue to have a third voice in there.
If you're elected, what are the things you'd like to be remembered for after you've completed your time in office?
Oh, goodness. Are we talking about a personal project here? Because I can tell you what, if I could have a project about something that really, really speaks to me, well, it would be two things. I just love the biodiversity and ecosystem health law that was proposed last fall. I'd love to see that put through. That would prioritize biodiversity and ecosystem health in forestry management decisions and decisions throughout the government. But another thing that I would like to be part of is I would like to be part of the movement that the Green Party is embracing to recognize and empower Indigenous governments to ensure equitable access to resources and decision-making authority for Indigenous governments. I'd like to help the government move towards affirming Indigenous language rights and provide the resources needed to preserve and revitalize Indigenous languages. As leaders, the BC Greens embrace the responsibility we have to confront and rebuke ignorance, hatred, and misinformation. And that's something that we need as a society.
Are there any final comments you'd like to make?
I'm Jed Weeb, and vote for me on October 19th. I want you to have hope that we can get together. Let's get her done. Let's build a better future for British Columbians.
Thank you, Jed, for coming in, and good luck in the election.